Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. Wow, what a Super Bowl. Congratulations to Philadelphia. Great to see somebody else for change, but the Patriots, great, great game. The Olympics are getting started. One of the most exciting times for fans, some of the best that you see in all aspects of the Olympic Games. So we're excited about that. We got a great doubleheader today. We're going to start off Dr. Chris Couturz. He's a pediatric sports medicine specialist, active kid MD. And then we're going to be joined by a returning guest a couple times, my friend Mike McAleese. Mike is a Hall of Fame massage therapist. He's the owner of SOMAR School Holistic Massage and Reflexology in my neck of the world. And then, everybody, again, it's the Sports Doctors In, where we'll answer some emails and talk about who's coming up. First, let's jump right in. Let's welcome Dr. Chris Couturz. Did I pronounce your name right, Chris?
You sure did. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Welcome to the Sports Doctor. Give us a brief, what I like to call my who, what question. With your background, which is who you are and what you're doing.
Well, I'm a pediatric and sports medicine doctor at Anaheim Hills, California. I have the pleasure of working with great families from young kids up through our USA volleyball and USA figure skating athletes. Do a fair amount of work in the dance world and also on the team doc at Cal State Fullerton. So I get to wear a few hats and work with a lot of great people.
Yes, you got some great hats and some great pedigree. In the area like a volleyball, where in the late 70s, my longtime kinesiotherapist associate, Bob Guida, world-renowned guy, became the strength and conditioning coach for the men's Olympic volleyball team and the women's teams. And we go way, way back with some of these, both guys and gals, some of the best athletes you'd ever see. And I also understand that you have a lot of attention. We met through this connection in figure skating you're involved in, right?
In the last year or so, I've had the pleasure of working with several local figure skaters, and I've got a few figure skaters who are heading off to the Olympic Games, so very eager to see how they do, and I've learned a lot from them on the demands of their sport and the wonderful things they could do on the ice.
You know, in the world of pediatrics, one of the big topics has been forever on the Sports Doctor is parenting the child athlete. That's the topic of my upcoming book. Matter of fact, my co-author is the Hall of Fame volleyball player, Sharky Zartman, and that whole other world of high performance. Young kids, serious sports, the epidemic of youth sports injuries, the whole mental side of things. So I ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
I was just talking with an orthopedic colleague maybe an hour ago when we made the comment that he's got one of the easier jobs. If a kid comes in with, let's say, an ACL tear, he gets to fix it. That two-hour surgery is probably the easiest part of that young person's recovery. The next several months to years of the physical and emotional challenges, that's the tough part. So you hit the nail on the head. Some of these young athletes have demands coming at them from many different directions. And you know, if we're going to do the best we can to take care of them, we got to take care of the whole kid and the whole family and the whole group that goes with them. So without a doubt, you know, these kids have goals, they have aspirations, and the more that we can try to look at the big picture, the more we can try to help them out.
Well, you know, everybody cares about the same two things. I'll call you Dr. Chris. I'm Dr. Bob. One is preventing problems, preventing injuries. And the other one, for the few percent that's really into it, is enhancing performance. Of course, on the Sports Doctor, we talk so much about the role of the foot, the whole aspect of balance when it comes to injury prevention. The same kid growing up with pronated flat feet might have the same knee problems and shin problems forever unless somebody pays attention. I'm always singing the song, man. The foot bone's connected to the ankle bones, it's connected to the knee bone.
That is exactly how it works. You know, what you learned on Sesame Street how many years ago still plays a role as we work in our adult life.
It really does. And again, the idea, the front cover of Time magazine, Dr. Chris, no more than a few months ago, was a young little leaguer, maybe 12 years old, 10 years old, and the headline was the $15 billion youth sports industry. And again, the idea, whether it's the mental burnout, the overzealous parents, or the epidemic of injuries, again, in the world of figure skating, like you and I have spoken before, I can't believe it's 8 years since Evan Lysacek, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, won the Olympic gold. He was 10 years old. I put orthotics in the skates. We grew up with him with those kinds of challenges. So the demands on these kids and this gigantic industry has quadrupled the pressure. Great to see involvement of pediatrics.
And I think it's important that, you know, more pediatricians accept the role. We get to watch these families grow up. We get to know the kids. And hopefully, you know, we've got that connection at early age. Used to be I'd go in a room, a well-child exam, kid was maybe 10, 11, 12, and I'd really start asking them, what sports you playing? What are you doing for exercise? I think I still do that, but I started younger. Maybe even kindergarten now. I'm kind of laying the seed of, hey.
Well, here's my pearl of the day for you, Dr. Chris. You ready? Absolutely.
I'm ready.
You want to absolutely see how everybody stands and balances on one foot in a partial squat, what this stability is. Just throwing that out as a present on the Sports Doctor. What's the website people can go to find out about you and Active Kids MD?
Well, the website's www.activekidmd.com. We've got a nice blog. We've got a children's sports section, which talks a lot about, like you brought up, injury prevention, a lot of things that we're talking about today. And we're just trying to partner with families to give them good information and help them make decisions that will benefit their kids in the long run.
Yes, it's interesting. On the other side of the spectrum, for 15 years, I've been talking about childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor, and we've had some incredible pieces of equipment. I want to connect you with these guys from Gym One, this whole apparatus capability of kids to be active with all the attention in high-performance sports. We still have a gigantic albatross around our neck with the childhood obesity.
We do. It seems like we've got the kids we worry the most about either end of the spectrum, those who are probably too active and those who aren't active enough. Somehow, if we can bring everybody to the middle, we're probably doing the best thing. So, yeah, I'll go in a room and see a kid who's doing multiple sports, and the next room, a kid who has zero interest in any physical activity, and both those have their challenges. So the more we can offer opportunities that are healthy and lifelong, all for it.
And what are you doing with the volleyball team?
I'm currently their team physician for both the men and women. They train out here in Anaheim, California. So get the privilege of keeping an eye on them day to day, do a little bit of travel with them, and get to work with just a great group of people to hopefully get them back to medal on the podium. We were bronze medalists, both with the men and women in Rio, and looking for even more Tokyo in about 3 years.
Yes, do you agree with me? Some of the best athletes you'll ever see are the top of the line volleyballers.
Unbelievable what they can do, and to think of how often they're playing, the travel that's involved, to see them bring that type of game every night, it's amazing. I'm just stunned and excited every time I watch them play.
Yes, the challenges of all that jumping and all that jumping. And it's interesting, in the world of sports podiatry, in young adolescent girls, half the overuse knee problems we were seeing were foot-related. It was always amazing to me on that side of girls to boys and the knee concerns and the knee problems in the regard. And again, volleyball, top of the world. I commend you for the challenges of being the team physician. You've got the coaches, the athletes. Those are some interesting challenges.
Yeah, they are. And thankfully, most of the time, everybody's got the same goals, and you get a great support staff. But yes, there's the challenge of trying to keep the athlete healthy. And you have to remember, too, that many of our players have overseas commitments. So, yes, they want to represent their country. Yes, they want to do the best they can for the red, white, and blue. But they also make a living for their families overseas. So we got a lot of balance work there. We want to make sure that they're able to maintain their commitments for us and also commitments for their overseas teams as well.
Oh, yes, and especially at the highest level, it's shocking to see how in the United States most of these athletes are supporting themselves. That was the case way back when we saw some of these athletes in the 70s, 80s. Ironically, in some ways, if you're not a big name, you're struggling, which is, I think, surprises a lot of people. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, live from Chicago. And go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can buzz over to radio shows. You go back 10 years, you can see some of the guests and topics, endless array in all areas, sports medicine, wellness, high performance, et cetera. You can go over to newspaper articles and read all sorts of articles on everything from choosing the best shoe to the challenges of your son or daughter specializing in one sport. One of my hottest articles has always been women in high heels accepting the challenge. We publish a lot of great stuff on Twitter. I get a lot of great guests from Twitter. I think, Dr. Chris, you're one of them.
We met on Twitter, so a Twitter relationship
was born. A lot of great stuff. Again, great guests, great topics, authors, doctors, others. With like 34,000 Twitter followers. It's but great sports medicine and wellness information three, four times a day at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, talking to pediatrician, sports medicine specialist, Dr. Chris Coutures. So it's an interesting array where you might see lots of young kids who might be looking to want to specialize. I have a chapter in my book, Dr. Chris, called The Prodigy Sports, and where we're talking, again, figure skating, gymnastics, soccer, tennis, where we might have 10, 11, 12-year-olds, and you could talk to them all day how they should be playing other sports, but they want to play one sport. I'm sure you see some of these kids.
Every day, those early entry sports, you see them, and yeah, by the age of 10 or 11, they've made that commitment. And the environment around them supports that commitment. You can pull out the evidence. You can pull out your personal experience. They are committed. So, at that point, you try to support them what you can. You try to throw as much opportunity for other experiences, but it's definitely a concern. 10, 11.
Yes, I find that the physical therapy world, and we've had physical therapists on the show for a million years, one of the great roles we send some of these kids. Let's get this kid on a real all-around program, because repetitive motion injury is many times what we're dealing with again, the prodigy sports where they're doing the same thing with the same parts of the body, et cetera, and they don't have. Ideally, we would all love to see children grow up, play multiple sports till they're 13, 14, 15, then maybe start to specialize, but that isn't the world today. You know, when you watch the Olympics this week and you see some young skier who's already 16 years old, maybe, and already on the Olympics, they're doing it since they're 7 or 8 years old. I'm sure you pay a lot of attention in the world of nutrition.
We talk a lot about the most important meal of the day, which is the meal you have after you exercise. We talk about that recovery meal. We talk about whole food sources to get your protein, to get your vitamins. We talk about if you're going to dedicate the kind of time I think you're dedicating, you got to dedicate the time to eat. So I really like to sit down with kids and talk about it, make it practical, make it easy, make it inexpensive for the family, things they can have in the car, things they can have in the locker. So you better believe it. Nutrition's key.
Yes.
Better sleep.
Now, it's interesting also, Dr. Chris, I have a chapter in my book. It's called Youth, Sports, and Drugs. I've been dealing with it forever. The easy, rampant use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medicines that many times I tell parents, if you're using medicine to participate, you're over the line. We're not talking performance enhancement drugs. We're talking about painkillers. And
right.
The whole idea that we're dealing, no wonder everybody looks to cheat, because we grow up, and one of my pet peeves is the United States, one of only two countries in the world, Dr. Chris, that allows TV drug ads for prescription drugs. And the I'm sure it's a topic that you have to pay big attention to.
We do. We have to. You know, I get asked about pain all the time. I get asked about tolerance of allowing an athlete to perform with pain. And, you know, what you don't want to see is a kid changing how they're acting, putting additional pressure on the body, even if it's just a tournament. Well, there's plenty of tournaments down the road. So if we're dealing with an Olympic athlete at the Olympic Games, that's one level that we might be able to have a bit more tolerance for pain
killing. Dr. Chris, I got to be better yesterday, right?
Yep.
You got to get me better yesterday.
I don't got the magic wand, and sometimes the clock's not in our favor, but you got to work with it.
Yes. I think overall, again, I'm sure the cooperation, again, you're at the college level. You're also working with Olympic-level athletes. And as a pediatrician, you're seeing the very a tremendous combination. I'm sure you add on, is Active MD, Active Kids MD, you yourself, do you have other associates?
I've got one associate, an amazing general pediatrician, got a great staff. So we try, again, to be the best partner we can for families and try to provide as comprehensive care for both the general pediatric concerns but also the sports medicine concerns that many of our families come to us to look for.
I'm sure, again, you know, when families know, gee, this guy does work at the highest level, it sure makes sense to get their feedback, especially the more active your son or daughter is when it comes, again, to, you know, are they paying enough attention to what they're eating? Are they dealing with discomfort all the time? Heck, are they in the right shoe? Right, for a little sports doctor plug. All of these things, a big deal. And again, I'm going to welcome you big time into the world of figure skating. We had the 2018 a pair of silver medalists, Danny O'Shea. So it's exciting to see when you're dealing with some of these kids who become at such high levels to some of the different science that you're working with. And welcome to the big world of figure skating. It's great stuff.
Well, I'm glad to be here, excited for the next few weeks, and excited to then work with the next level of kids making their way up.
Yes, and again, whether you're a parent or a coach or the young athlete yourself, again, those two areas, which is, you know, can we prevent problems? You know, bottom line, again, is the epidemic of youth sports injuries today. Injuries happen. You know, you can slide into second base and break a bone. Concussions are such a big deal. And I didn't want to leave us before we have a little bit of your take on that. That's become such a big, big topic, and I'm sure something you're dealing with again all the time.
Daily. I see kids from multiple sports who unfortunately suffer head injuries, the concussion aspect, and I think we're getting better at identifying when a kid has been injured, getting them away from the playing field, get them evaluated, make sure that they are able to return to school appropriately, and then we worry about getting them back to sport. And
awareness is so important. You know, we're about out of time, Dr. Chris Couture's. Is it activekidsmd.com, Dr. Chris?
Activekidmd.com, you got it.
ActiveKidMD, thanks so much. I want you to hold on a quick second.
We'll do.
And we're going to be right back. It's Sports Doctor.
AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How? AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement in space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit AthleteIntelligence.com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities for franchise locations and area representative licenses, backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based, and its recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818-657-7181.
Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We went out to California. We're zipping back Chicago area, returning a couple of times in the past. Mike McAleese is a Hall of Fame massage therapist. He's the owner of Somar School of Holistic Massage and Reflexology. He's all about the science of soft tissue therapy. And Michael, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, man.
It's good to be back, Bob. Thanks for asking me again. It's always fun.
I'm glad to have you. I'm going to jump right on, you know, our who, what question, little history and background, which is who are you and what do you do?
My name is Michael McAleese. I'm a licensed massage therapist. I own the School of Holistic Massage and Reflexology in Donner's Grove. Real cool thing right now, Bob, is we're moving to a larger facility as of March 1st in Donner's Grove.
Great. So that's what my understanding.
We actually doubled in size.
I'm not surprised. You know, Michael, they've done, him and his group have done, they go down to the marathons. They work with some of the local runners, the Prairie Path, the famous Glen Ellen area. All my years on the Sports Doctor, we've talked about the importance of massage, the tremendous value it has, whether it's the best athletes in the world or whether you're a grandma, rejuvenating the body, stimulating healing. So I'm not surprised to see you guys are expanding in that regard. Talk a little bit about your Hall of Fame massage therapy career.
Well, I've been a massage therapist for almost, 26 years, Bob. I was one of the few male massage therapists in the area. And actually, somebody told me I was never going to make it, but I proved them wrong. Just being diligent of the science behind massage, its purpose, and what I can do to help people to move better. And
you've come a long way, baby. Come a long way, baby, as far as the importance in medicine. It's interesting, chiropractic medicine was the first medical group still today that routinely, you know, includes massage therapy. General medicine still has a long way to go. Michael, I think you and I first met, I think we were at the ice skating rink watching some of our young superstars a long time ago. Do I have that memory right?
Yeah, I remember standing up in the balcony just watching the skaters and us just talking about the feet.
Yes, that's where Lysacek was trading. That's got to be 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And the idea, again, the value of different kinds of massage. You know, people talk a lot of times about different types of massage. But before I ask you that, what's the website for the school?
Okay. It is www.somar.com.
Okay. And again, Downers Grove, Illinois, and the school, reflexology. A lot of people ask, you know, reflexology. And as a foot specialist, I'm still many times discussing what role reflexology. Talk about that.
Well, with reflexology, it's the theory behind reflexology is there's between 8,000 to 10,000 nerve endings on the bottom of the feet. And by just helping stimulate some of those areas, the theory is also that it provides relief in the different areas and systems of the body. I've taken it a little bit further than most reflexologists. I'm now looking at the function of the foot, especially the great toe, and the kind of extension that it should have to help the
body
move.
Well, of course, the big toe is the major lever system of the foot. Your ability to push off has to do with that first metatarsal joint, the big toe joint. And many times we see that, for example, someone could have high arches, somebody could have pronated feet, somebody could have different kinds of foot mechanics, and the idea of paying attention to that part of the foot, you know, hey, welcome to the club, man.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, the one thing I'm learning too, Bob, is if I can't really help them, I'll send them over to you, my trusted podiatrist, and even and encourage them to maybe get orthotics as well.
Well, a lot of times, again, I was just speaking with the sports pediatrician. You know, I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for 40 years, the best in the world. I'm still putting them in 10, 11, 12-year-old kids' skates. The idea of enhancing stability and balance, I would talk to you no different if we were talking about your grandmother, where we're talking about, again, the role of proper structural alignment, especially when it's added to things like soft tissue. Again, reflexology, the stimulation of all of these nerves and their effect on different areas is a great marriage with massage therapy, isn't it?
Exactly. That's why I got into massage therapy. I actually started my profession doing just reflexology first. And then I saw the need, you know what, if I'm going to work soft tissue, I'm going to be a massage therapist.
You know, it's interesting. Again, we've had so many different chiropractic physicians on who might have absolutely massage therapist on staff. Many salons, our good friend Denise Provenzano, Zano Salons in our neck of the world, massage therapists, can have highly acclaimed massage therapists at these different facilities besides medical facilities. The idea, again, reduce stress is such a big area of massage therapy still, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. There's more and more science behind what we can do as massage therapists as we work in soft tissue.
I look at you as healers. I soft tissue therapy in order to stimulate healing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now with the research, they're showing that reflexology and massage, especially people living with cancer, those are the two of the most, the top modalities that people are asking for as they're going through living with cancer, with pain. It has a lot to do with pain management.
All right, we're going to be right back. Talk with dog therapist Mike McAleese. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist again. Check us out on Twitter, man. 34,000 followers. But much more importantly, how many guests I get from Twitter and the fact that we have great information posted all the time at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. You want to listen to past shows, check for past guests. Go back a few years, you'll catch Mike McAleese. He's been on before. Michael, massage therapist, Hall of Famer, owner of Somar School of Holistic Massage and Reflexology, is my guest. Coming back, talking again about the importance of massage. Again, how long you guys been doing stuff with the marathon and the races?
Well, we've been, it's going on almost 24 years now that we've been working with a group of runners from Glen Ellen Runner. I actually ran all my marathons with them. And so it's been a win-win. It's our outside clinic. So the students on Sunday mornings from June all the way up to the Chicago Marathon, we provide the post-race, post-run massages. So it's been a win-win. A lot of our students have actually built their clientele or built their businesses with the Glen Ellen Runners. So it's been about 24, 25 years now.
Wow, famous group. My children grew up in Glen Ellen, the late 70s. Wonderful town. I don't know how many miles I ran and walked on that famous prairie path. So, again, that was a very welcome sight. If they see, there they are. The massage therapy, let alone for some of the races. And, again, there's not a serious sports team, Michael, in any sport that doesn't pay big attention to massage therapy, right?
Right. I mean, they're utilizing the massage therapist now because a lot more of the science behind massage and what the therapists who are working with them, what they can do and what they cannot do. So it's really been a win-win. I have a good friend of mine. She works up at Northwestern University as a massage therapist for most of their team. She's been with them for about 25 years now. So they utilize her quite a bit. I'm really proud to be her friend.
Are you still teaching at the school?
I am the chief cook bottle washer. Yeah, I do it all. No, I teach all the hands-on and all the kinesiology. I do have other instructors that will teach anatomy, physiology, and some of the science. So our teaching staff has grown from just two of us to we have six instructors now.
Yes, I remember it was a few years ago. We spoke to that group about, again, the role of the foot in sports, the role of the foot in living. And if you remember, the first minute or so, I was singing the song, the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, connected to the leg bone, where we talked about the fact that everything starts, you know, with our feet. So the idea, again, of you teach a lot of exercise. You have a lot of people come in different areas and speak to your students, don't you?
Yes, I do. A few years ago, we actually had an expert that came in talk about whiplash and some of the newer research showing what we can do as massage therapists with whiplash victims.
Big time. Almost always helpful. And again, I think that general medicine, when it comes to the routine referral of and inclusion of massage, and massage therapy, and there's a lot of different types of massage, too, isn't there?
Well, there is a lot of different names, but for me, the way I teach, it's all massage. It's all soft tissue work. It's just how people want to actually advertise their massage. So, like we talked, deep tissue and deep pressure, the difference is big. So, as I'm instructing the students, as I'm teaching the students, they understand the history of the terms that people use over the years.
And, you know, again, in the world of arthritis, in the world of dealing with, you know, our culture is buried in pain problems and pain medicines. But the treatment of discomfort, again, massage therapy, almost always helpful to some of these people.
I would say that about 90% of the folks who are living with that kind of pain, massage therapy has shown, with a lot of the newer studies that have come out in the last maybe 5 or 6 years, shown that pain management, massage therapy is key in pain management, and it's really helping. It's not just a luxury anymore. It is a medical necessity now. If we can get the insurance companies to look at us that way, that would be great.
Yeah, interesting. One of the challenges, again, in the massage therapy world, which is, you know, the idea that everything's with insurance, and sometimes like personal training, it might be included, might not. But I find, and especially through chiropractic practices, much more inclusion insurance-wise massage therapy maybe than in the past, or is that still way behind the eight ball?
We're still behind the eight ball with that. It's in the state of Illinois, we're not looked at as medical necessity. I think in about 40 other states, insurance companies are now mandated that massage therapy is a medical necessity. So in Illinois, we're behind the eight ball, but we're making strides to actually get our state reps and state senators to see that. So it's a moving forward process right now.
How do you see the relationship with massage therapy and physical therapy?
I think it's a beautiful relationship. I think it's a side-by-side. I teach the history of massage, and physical therapy and massage were always one and the same until the early 1900s and 1920s when the two went separate directions. But they've always been one and the same. Now with physical therapy, they go on to get further education, but I do work in conjunction with a lot of physical therapists.
You mentioned earlier kinesiology, and the famous kinesiotherapist Bob Guida, been on the show numerous times. The colleague of mine for 40 years already treated athletes from all over the world that would come to see him, and he was a kinesiotherapist, and that whole world of kinesiology. Again, including soft tissue and other kinds of therapies. I'm sure you see a share of acupuncture, that mixture also in.
Yeah, acupuncture is becoming more and more popular. It's always been around, but people are starting to look at it a lot closer. And there's a lot more research. I keep going back to the science. There's a lot more science and research now with acupuncture, and it's becoming accepted.
Big time.
Dry needling, especially with physical therapists.
Yes. Associate of mine, Dr. Jing Li, gosh, she's been in my office over a decade, and I wrote an article about her. She was on the radio show, but the article was called Acupuncture, 4,000 Years Old and Still a Secret. That was a long time ago. It's really, yeah. really changed. You know, as we've watched more and more of the mixtures of holistic medicine, and I've mm-hmm. always felt big time that massage therapy is a right smack in the middle of holistic, comprehensive medicine.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, when I train the students, when I teach the students, we talk about the mind-body-spirit connection. We have to have all three working together. So, we're smack dab in the middle of it. Just like reflexology, that's becoming more and more popular. And now the way I'm teaching, I'm really teaching more, and just not the acupressure points, but the function of the foot, how the foot is the driver. Something's going
on.
Yes,
definitely
the sequence is off.
Healing modality. I know for the local people might be listening in, Michael, we're just about out of time. What is the website again?
www.somar.com. And the phone number of this school is 630-968-7827.
Great, man. You caught my other question. The time flew by, Mike McAleese. Hold on a quick second. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Thanks, Mike. Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob, you know on the Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouthguard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouthguard is a smart mouthguard. It gathers and transmits impact data, and it's infect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector mouth guard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouth guard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit vectormouthguard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart mouth guard. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. One of my faves, not that I don't love the guests. We answer emails. We talk about upcoming shows. My email address is drryl sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Some great shows coming up next week. Jim Kerwin, He is the author of Exercise Factor. He'll be calling in from Dublin, I think, from Dublin, Ireland, and with some of his health and wellness stuff. And then Ian Goldberg. Ian is the creator of iSport 360, a great app, information regarding the whole world of youth sports, parents and coaches interactions. Following week, physical therapist Anthony Garcia will be joining me from ATI Physical Therapy. And then Christine, the creator of this ankle roll guard, he was on a while ago, creative prevention of ankle injury. Again, that Super Bowl was really something. It was so exciting to watch. And that's the dilemma. Talk about it on the Sports Doctor, which is what's going to be with tackle football regarding in the future. You'll read my book. I've got a chapter on it. Email Billy. He says, my 13-year-old son plays hockey. His arch is hurt. They've been bothering him on and off for a year. He plays 5 days a week. Is this a boot problem? You know, Billy, I've been putting orthotics in skates for decade after decade, and a lot of hockey players, a lot of young kids, a lot of figure skaters. You almost, if it's done properly, it is the biggest weapon we have to get rid of the arch discomfort, and the added benefit is it'll be a step or two quicker, better balance. So persistent arch discomfort many times is related to the foot mechanics, whether that athlete is got flat feet or pronated feet, maybe high arches. And many times the boot configuration is secondary, regardless of the sport. So if it's prolonged and persistent, see podiatry, pay attention. Great success with orthotics and skates. Tom says, my 60-year-old mom has painful calluses. She enjoys walking, likes to play golf. The discomfort consistent. Tom, podiatry is famous for keeping people comfortable with painful calluses. They can be painlessly trimmed down. Many times inserts, orthotics could be looked at to try to reposition her weight. Rarely is something a surgical problem. But we could see somebody limp in the office with calluses under the ball of the foot that are really hurting them. Turn those calluses down. They will walk out or dance out of the office. Instant relief. So check for podiatry, who could also give your mom good advice regarding what might be the best shoe for her, etc. Susan says, how come there are so many more female knee injuries, it seems, and problems than men or boys? It's a great question, Susan. Anatomically is one of the big reasons. Wider hips, more of an angle down to the knee called the Q angle with women to men. So with jumping, running, direction changing, stress, anatomy over these decades, probably 50% of the females I've seen with knee trouble ended up where orthotics were tremendously helpful, because it's such foot relationship to knee stress anatomically. So we look at the anatomy. Again, even in a growing 12, 13-year-old, 10, 11, 12-year-old, as the body's changing, that and their hormonal differences, maybe in general a little bit more flexibility factor with the girls, therefore more susceptibility. Now, years ago, the thing was, hey, these girls are not training as hard, they're not as strong, they don't pay as much attention to athletics as the boys. That's gone. These girls today are awesome. They are so much quicker, faster, stronger than years ago. So we want to pay attention to, number one, anatomy. Even if the feet don't hurt, we have found that orthotics can be extremely helpful. I can count on one hand how many serious female athletes who have worn my orthotics over the decades have had what I call a functional ACL injury, where they were changing direction or stopping or taking off and they tore a ligament. got to look at the mechanics of the feet. Jerry says, what are your thoughts? My 12-year-old daughter, all she wants to do is figure skate 6 days a week. She's already doing double jumps. Welcome to the club, Jerry. I have a whole chapter on my book called Prodigy Sports. Figure skating is one of them, a big one, where, again, kids your daughter's age or younger, this is all they want to do. They're very good at it. They're doing it almost every day. And the challenges of repetitive motion injury, the challenges of just the, especially with all the jumping, if that's involved. So we pay big attention to this group, Jerry. Good news is, again, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, go to newspaper articles, read all about the whole history of orthotics and figure skating. The great news is that I don't ever remember a coach calling or contacting me and saying, you know, Dr. Weil, I think you slowed the kid down or messed up the balance. Never. Orthotics done properly or a step up. Better edging, better balance, better stability, better landing, more efficiently lined up. So this is something that still is a big challenge to get across, that we don't need trouble. We don't need foot pain. We don't need knee pain to pay attention to orthotics in the world of figure skating. Again, the book Empowered Aging, Sharky Zartman is the author. There is a participation of like about 12 other authors, different topics. My chapter was called Aging is a Balancing Act. It was all about the importance of balance and strengthening exercises with balance. The older we get, whether it's preventing falling or whether it's making you two steps quicker, Empowered Aging, Sharky, who's the host of Sharky's Pep Talk on Healthy Life Radio, is my co-author this spring of hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Again, Sharky was a Hall of Fame, a volleyball player. Both her daughters became Division I volleyball players. She knows a lot about that world. She coached for years. So we're all excited about the upcoming book, some of the chapters. What is the best shoe for your son or daughter in sports? What about orthotics and the role of the foot in sports? What are we going to do with tackle football and this insanity with head trauma? What about these prodigy sports and specialization? Yada, 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 yada. So, hey, everybody, I want to thank you for listening in. And we're going to catch you next week. It's another episode, boys and girls, like my friends on Pardon the Interruption, Sports Doctor.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son or daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.